The following are excerpts from recordings made of highlights and firsts in FM history. The first is a comparison of FM and AM made in 1935. Both transmitters were located in New York City, and reception was in Haddonfield, New Jersey. The FM part is a recording of the Frank Crummett Show and was originally recorded on film by RCA.
Little accompaniment, Peter, please, sir.
Thank you. The sons of the prophet are brave men and bold and quite unaccustomed to fear. And the bravest of these in the ranks of the Shah was Abdul-Bul-Bul-Amir. Now the heroes were plenty and well known to fame in the troops that were led by the Tsar. That you wish to end your career. File infidel, no, you have trod on the toe of Abdul-Bul-Bul-Amir. Well, said Ivan, my friend, your remarks in the end will avail you but little, I fear. Or you ne'er will survive to repeat them alive, Mr. Abdul-Bul-Bul. The light. In fact, he was shouting, huzzah. He felt himself struck by that wily Kalmuck, Count Ivan Skavinsky Skavar. The Sultan drove by in his red-breasted fly, expecting the victor to cheer. But he only drew nigh to hear the last sigh of
This next recording was made in 1936.
W2AG, Yonkers, New York, transmitting on 2.5 meters. These signals are being recorded at Columbia University in New York City, about 11 miles from here. The transmitter is amplitude modulated, 100% modulation. Stand by for part of a record. We are going to change the circuit for frequency modulation. Both the transmitter and receiver have been switched to frequency modulation. The steady value of the carrier is now equal to the peak carrier on amplitude modulation. We will play what remains of the record you were listening to a moment ago.
The trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January, because I'm in love, but only because I'm in love with you.
And now, a selection from the first try of Transoceanic FM Broadcasting. The date is February the 2nd, 1950, at 5:15 Greenwich Meridian Time. The transmitter is located at Alpine, New Jersey, and reception is in Slowbucks, England.
FM station, KE2XDC, at Alpine, New Jersey, testing on 23.1 megahertz. We wish to announce that we are removing the modulation at this time because of interference.
Under the same conditions, on March 14th, 1950, here is an excerpt from a recording made at 3 o'clock Greenwich Meridian Time. In 1951, tests were started to determine how long-distance transmission of FM might be utilized. A transmitter located in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, sent FM signals to a receiver in Sterling, Virginia, and very good results were obtained. The following recording of the Cedar Rapids transmissions was made at South Dartmouth, Massachusetts, and is interesting for its sound effects.
Received at the MIT Round Hill Receiving Station near South Dartmouth, Massachusetts, from a transmitter near Cedar Rapids, Iowa. This recording was made the 16th of December, 1951, from 10:02 to 10:15 hours during a long period of sporadic recondition. The received signal level during the recording period averages 40 to 50 decibels above the 1 microdecibel reference. The peak values exceed 50 decibels for a short period. The transmitter is frequency modulated with a frequency deviation of 150 kilocycles. The first recording to be heard will be 5 minutes of music.
Mm-hmm.
The whistles that were heard in the last selection were due to meteors causing Doppler effect on the FM signal. This next recording is the first multiplex side channel broadcast made in April 1952. The program originated in WASH Washington and was sent over a 15KC telephone line to Alpine, New Jersey, where it was broadcast on the side channel. It was recorded here at Columbia University.
Good afternoon. The Continental Network greets you from Washington, D.C. The time and date of this occasion is April 29th, 3:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And we of Continental are privileged to participate in these tests. The broadcast which you are about to hear is presented by high-fidelity tape transcription and was recorded earlier over the Continental Network. The program is transmitted from the Continental Network studios in Washington, D.C., over a 15,000-cycle telephone line to Alpine, New Jersey, more than 200 miles from Washington. A portion of the transmission path is by special radio relay. We now present the program previously transcribed for broadcast over Continental.
This is not a very good demonstration tape. There were low-pass filters in the side-channel transmitter. It should be remembered that while this program was going on, there was full swing on the main-channel program going on at the same time. This was quite a severe test. The next selection is a comparison between the main channel and side channel made at Bayport, Long Island, New York, with simultaneous and identical modulation on both the main and side channels. This was made in August 1952. First, you will hear the main channel, and then, after a short break, the side channel. This final selection is the last field trip that Major Armstrong attended with us prior to his death. This is a multiplex recording out on Long Island with a signal intensity of 25 microvolts and is self-explanatory. This is a recording of a multiplex transmission between KE2XCC at Alpine, New Jersey, and our multiplex receiver number one, located in the home of Mr. James R. Day at Peconic, Long Island, New York, an airline distance of approximately 75 miles. Today is November the 10th, 1953. The weather is cool and quite cloudy. The time is 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This comparison will be between the side channel being modulated by WNBC-FM and WNBC-AM directly received on a Collins AM tuner. The first will be WNBC-FM on the side channel.
Be my love, you'll always be my love.
Oh, Dinah, that's a lovely tune and beautifully done, of course.
Thank you, Art. You always have kind words for me. How about a few kind words for Chevrolet now, huh?
An excellent idea. Friends, I have a message which will be music to the ears of truck users and truck operators everywhere. The big deal days are here. Right now, your Chevrolet dealer is prepared to offer you your best deal on a Chevrolet Advanced Design truck. You'll save on price.
And now, AM.
You'll save on operating costs. Whatever you haul or deliver, Chevrolet trucks will work for you for less. And you'll get a better trade-in. Only Chevrolet trucks give you this double dollar value. You get more truck for your dollars when you buy, more dollars for your truck when you trade. Right now, your Chevrolet dealer's in a position to make you a very attractive deal on a Chevrolet Advanced Design truck exactly suited to your needs. So see your Chevrolet dealer soon. Pick your model and pocket your savings. Save now with Chevrolet Advance.
Back to the side channel.
Deal days are here. So see your Chevrolet dealer soon.
Friends, I've known Johnny Desmond a long time. I first ran into him when I was in the European Theater of Operations entertaining our troops. Johnny was in uniform as vocalist with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, and how they loved him. He was a great morale builder. Every time he opened his mouth to sing a note, he destroyed him. How do you introduce a guy like that? Gee, I guess I've already done it. Come on in, Johnny Desmond.
This was the end of experiments, the end of the Major's FM highlights, and thus the end of this tape.